And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 2nd of July, 2010. It's the birthday of Thomas Cranmer, the Archbishop of Canterbury, born in Nottinghamshire, England, in 1489, who helped encourage England's break from Rome under Henry VIII, which resulted in the Anglican Church, and went to work compiling the Book of Common Prayer. After Henry VIII died, and Edward IV, and Mary, the Catholic queen, came to the throne, she didn't think much of Thomas Cranmer, who had helped her father divorce her mother, after all, and she had him imprisoned and then had him burned at the stake. Thomas Cranmer had signed a confession of his sins, but at the last minute he withdrew the confession, and because his hand had betrayed him by signing the confession, Thomas Cranmer stuck his hand into the flames first, and there's now a statue of him in Canterbury Cathedral with a burning hand. It's the birthday of Hermann Hesse, born in the town of Calf in the Black Forest of Germany, 1877. He was a very bright and difficult boy. His father wrote, "Humiliating though it would be to us, I am nevertheless seriously wondering if we should not put him into an institution or farm him out to strangers. We are too nervous and too weak for him. He seems to have a gift for everything." They sent him off to boarding school, secondary school, came back home, read books from his grandfather's library, got a job in a bookstore. He was alone most of the time, writing poems, published a novel, Peter Kamenzind, in 1904, which sold well enough, and Hesse was able to write full-time. He married, he had three sons, settled down in the Alps. The marriage was unhappy, it broke up, he suffered a nervous breakdown, and went to work on his most famous novel, Siddhartha, the story of a spiritual quest, which 40 years after it came out, attracted a large readership in this country, and in 10 years, 15 million copies of Hesse's works were sold in the United States. And it's the birthday of Tyrone Guthrie, born in Tunbridge Wells, England, 1900, the theater director, the founder of the Shakespeare Festival in Stratford, Ontario, who wanted to start a new theater in America, a repertory theater with a resident acting company, an alternative to Broadway, put an ad in the New York Times inviting interested cities to apply, got applications from Cleveland, Chicago, Detroit, Milwaukee, San Francisco, and Tyrone Guthrie chose Minneapolis and founded the Guthrie Theater in 1963. Here's a poem for today by Sherry Wagner, entitled "The Farm Wife Sells Her Cows." The cats gather by my kitchen door, rubbing ribs against a box of overshoes and spewing curses that waver like an organ's vibrato. I've given them every leftover in the fridge. None of it seems to soothe them, though when we enter the dairy room, where a sour scent still lingers, they hush and assume places, calico sphinxes against the wall. I switch on the radio, wait for the first ones to lumber through, black and white boulders larger than you'd imagine watching them in the field. If only we could call them back. But by now they must be past the beltway of Indianapolis, peering through slats with eyes bewildered, as on the day we pulled them from their mothers. The Farm Wife Sells Her Cows, a poem by Sherry Wagner, from Evening Chore, published by Cascadia Publishing House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.